Good afternoon, Mr. David. Oh, pretty good. I'm just sitting there, let me turn my radio down, waiting in traffic as usual. It's not the same farmland it used to be up here. I just went down, got $50 worth of gas, filled the truck up, and it was only about half empty, and then got 2 5-gallon cans of gas for the lawnmower. How's your day?
Right, I'm out here in the shop trying to straighten it up a little bit. You know how that is. Pile up junk, and sometimes you just got to go through it and throw some of it out.
Well, I got to go back home, and I'm going to make a little brace out of a piece of half-inch conduit, I think, to keep the girls from going over the top of their nests and planting, scenery in their nests. And the only way I know to do that is to block off that roost. Unfortunately, it went over the top of the nest. I had one chicken that was, she was all at once started eating the eggs. And I was just praying that the other ones didn't do that. They were trying to when she was trying to, but my wife had the bright idea. I put 2 of them porcelain eggs in there and to see if we could catch the culprit, and we caught her.
Good, you know, you figured it out and got it where they're not destroying their eggs. That is a bad thing.
They're not destroying any more eggs, I can tell you that right now, David.
That's good. Yeah, you were saying, you know, $50 on the gas. You paid $50, but you probably got $4 or $5 worth of gas. That's the way it works these days.
Oh, that's all I got to say. Well, back in my days when I was delivering newspapers on my Cushman Eagle and later on my Yamaha motorcycle, I think I was paying about 19 cents a gallon, and it wasn't so bad because I was just making a dollar an hour when I was delivering drugs for the drugstore.
And early 70s, on Meeting Street in Columbia, they'd have a gas war with another station, and I'd get it for 12 cents a gallon. Washed the windshield, checked the air and the tires, and checked the oil.
Times have changed, David, and not necessarily for the better. Yeah, I remember those days. Put water in your battery if you needed it. Just good people. I've seen it in a gas war go to 15 cents, but for some reason I just don't think we're going to see that anymore, and that idiot has depleted the strategic oil reserves to where if we get into a battle with Russia or China, it's going to be bad news bears.
It's kind of a mess. But so you stuck in traffic trying to get back home?
Out of it, David. And I think Bernice is out planting flowers. I'm going by that tiny community up here by Lake Robinson, if you know where that's at.
Real familiar with that area. I've been fishing up there one time with a friend of mine, and I'm not familiar with that area at all.
And just before you get to Lake Cunningham, the fire department on 101, on the left side of the road is what they call the Scandy Tiny Community. And there are those little bitty houses. And there's a mess of them back there. I don't know how many's back there, to be honest with you. But they build a whole community of them there right next to Lake Robinson, across the street from it. And, in fact, it runs behind their place. But I think I'd get claustrophobic in those things. They're awfully small. They're about like a travel trailer. And they're fine for a while, but I wouldn't necessarily want to just live there, David. This is N0TR.
I've seen those, what they call tiny homes. I've seen them on the internet, and they are extremely small. You know, I would get claustrophobia in that too. You know, my little shed that I got this radio in, I've got a fair amount of room in it, and like I say, I'm trying to sweep up some of the junk and get it out of here so I can, you know, kind of get it organized again. It don't take long for the workbench to be something besides the workbench. It just collects clutter.
I got my radio room kind of isolated from my workshop. I got a roll away where I can roll a toolbox away from it, and it gives me quite a bit of room. And we have a basement. That helps a lot.
I got one room in the house. It's kind of man cave, ham shack, whatever. And I can go in there and close the door and not disturb nobody. There's always somebody on 80 meters to listen to.
Yeah, China last night, and I hadn't heard them down here very often, and then I worked the North Pole, Russian ship up there, an icebreaker. And so it was nice to hear. You know, when I left home a half hour ago, there wasn't any wind, David. So help me. It's the first day I thought, boy, it's finally got over with. Now I get home and there's 15 to 20 mile an hour wind blowing out there.
Getting pretty steady wind gust here all day long and yesterday. And I don't know, I think the weather woman said something this morning that, you know, it might die down some tomorrow. I do hope so.
Getting winds like that back in Kansas, in the eastern part, unless you went out to, say, Wichita out in the middle of Kansas, you know, where it was super flat, not sustained like it's been here. I haven't seen that kind of steady winds here in 13 years that we've been here. But boy, it sure made up for it here this last week. Well, David, I have arrived home. I need to go get a two-wheeler and cart this gasoline up there to the tin barn. And I think Bernice is making orange pork chops for supper tonight. Now, that might not sound good, but I got to tell you, they are larping good. It has some kind of a orange sauce that she makes on top of it, and there's actually a slice of orange on them. But, oh, they're delicious. But my American flag out here in the backyard is... the wind's just about to rip it apart, and my Carolina Windham, the Ballon's going up and down 10 feet, I'll bet you. Excuse me. So I'll let you go, David, and I'll be clear with your final. This is N0TR.
Y'all enjoy that supper. It sounds really delicious, and I'll talk at you a little later. KF4 NXY.